No matter the role, the work of an Ingalls shipbuilder is both complex and inspiring. For 85 years, the world-class shipbuilders at Ingalls Shipbuilding have designed, built, and maintained amphibious ships, destroyers, and cutters for the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard. Welcome to Inside Ingalls, a podcast that dives deep into the stories and perspectives of those who shape our legacy. Hello, and welcome back to Inside Ingalls. I'm your host, Katie Weldon, and today we have a shipbuilder here with us, Jenny Jones. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
So to start out today, Jenny Jones is going to tell us what she does, why she's so passionate about being a shipbuilder, and the department she's in. So Jenny, tell us what you do.
So I currently am the Chief of Staff for Hull Department. So we are the largest department in operations. We have roughly 2,700 employees, so we have a big family. Currently, there are 20-plus titles somewhere around there. And I am in charge of ensuring the well-being of all of them. And that could include certifications. That could include the movement of where they go. That's liaison with the union, with our upper management. You name it, it probably falls under that title.
Love that. Wear many hats.
Many hats.
Many hats. So for those that are listening that maybe want to become a shipbuilder, or for shipbuilders currently here that maybe aren't familiar with the Hull Department, explain what Hull means. What is the Hull Department?
So for me, that's very personal. Hull Department is the backbone of the shipyard. Hull leads the way. That is what we tell each other. Our hardworking men and women that are out there every single day are the hardest workers you would ever meet. They're the ones who put raw pieces of steel together and turn them into assemblies and units that are erected into those majestic machines that sit in the river that in their future will defend us both here and abroad. And it's because of the specialties of those men and women that build them that that ship is structurally sound, that it is built to the best quality possible, and it serves our Navy personnel directly. And we're very, very proud of that. We're very proud of that.
That's incredible. And you can hear the passion in your voice when you're talking about it, too. So, like I said, for the shipbuilders or potential shipbuilders that are listening that maybe want to go into Hull, what's the training process behind that? What does that look like? You talked about family. Isn't that included?
So I really think that Hull is unique currently, because if you wanted to be in Hull Department, if you had no experience whatsoever, you could apply to be an entry-level ship fitter or welder. And we hire those all year long. There are times when we hire regular apprentices, but just to touch on the training for the entry level, you have 1 week worth of class where our instructors on the East Bank do a wonderful job teaching you very basic safety and construction information. Then you go to the weld school and you have a time frame in which you're certified. That is different between ship fitters and welders. Ship fitters get approximately 2 weeks to certify, and then welders get 6 entry level. And our ship fitters will move on to the plat, what we call the plat, where they will receive 5 more weeks of very real world activities that train them for the deck plate when they get to the deck plate. Our welders, when they certify, they're sent direct to the deck plate, and then they are supported by our OJM that are on the deck plate with them that make their rounds and check on our helpers and our entry levels and our regular apprentices and really take the time to get hands on with them. Down there, they help them weld and they help them do the current job that they're on. And then they'll circle back. And if they change jobs, they would help them again.
That's incredible news, too, especially keeping everybody together and just kind of having that crew mentality from the beginning.
Yes.
You know, watching each other's backs and being a part of it. And you talked about this in the beginning, like what makes Hull so special. But, you know, how long have you been at Ingalls?
So I've been at Ingalls for 20 years. I started as I worked for a contractor. Installing computers. I'd always wanted to work at Ingalls. I tried and tried to get on. I couldn't. But I was blessed to get a direct hire job in test and trials. And then over the last 20 years, I've held 7 different positions, all of which I have been very proud to hold as a shipbuilder. But the proudest has been the last 8 years with Hull Department. And Ingalls really is a family. It's been great to our family. My husband works here. My daughter-in-law is here. I work here. So it's really, Ingalls really is a family posture for us.
So just building on your legacy.
Absolutely.
So out of all those that you've had, you know, you talked about
Hull. So what makes it so special for you? Like, you know, the passion that you're talking about, Hull, and really for those of you listening who have gotten to experience Jenny Jones out there and just being a part of the people, she just inspires you. She has this energy about her that makes you, I mean, want to get in Hull and want to be a part of these things she's talking about. So what helps you get that energy? Why Hull?
Thank you for those words. That is one thing that I strive for every single day. Even having 2,700 people, you would think that's a lot of people. But I really, my mission in my department is to really engage with that workforce. It's not an easy job that they do every single day. Those men and women are out there to make paychecks, to support their family. And it's not easy. It's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. But I respect what they do. I'm a Gold Star sibling. So my brother was killed in Mosul, but he had the opportunity to sail on an LPD one time. And he talked about that, and he talked about the ship. And for me, it was a legacy of that ship was built here. And even if he only was on it for a little while, I knew that he was on something that our men and women built. And when I think about the structure of that ship and all the hard work that goes into it, it's a whole department for me because I feel like they are the backbone of those ships. People have heard me joke about other departments and, you know, that they, you know, what they outfit is what we build. And for me, that is important for those men and women to understand that the purpose of what they're doing is not just tacking a piece of steel down. They are building those ships for our men and women to sail on, like my brother and so many others, to defend our freedom both here and abroad. And that's really important. And Hull is the major player in that. All 2,700 of them are a major player in that ship.
What an inspiring story, Jenny. I'm sorry to hear about your brother, but I really can't say how appreciative we are for your brother and for your family. And
thank you.
Hearing that story, I mean, it's one of a kind, but it's one that so many others share too. You know, we always talk about their mission is our purpose, and it's true. The things that you're talking about, the steel that we, you know, bring together and these ships that sail away, it impacts us long after they're gone. So thank you for, you know, you talked about the family that's out here and the generations that you're building upon your legacy. But to close out, I want everybody who's listening and for those that are watching, there's actually Jenny's hard hat sitting here on the table. And she was just telling me that this was the first hard hat you got, right?
That is my first hard hat that I got the day I hired in with Mr. Bud Wilkie. And out of all of the positions I've held, I didn't get a new hard hat. I just would have that one blasted and the new title put on it. So that is the original 20-year-old hat I got 20 years ago.
Jenny, thank you for all that you do
thank
and
you.
Really being, you know, hands-on with everyone and creating this culture of inclusivity, of learning, of, you know, being able to bring your authentic self and learn alongside that and really just creating that crew mentality. Thank you for all that you do. And for those listening, if they're interested in getting into Hull or coming out to Ingalls itself, go to hii.com/careers and you can search Pascagoula, Mississippi for Ingalls Shipbuilding. We'd love to have you join the Ingalls Shipbuilding family and help us build upon our 85-year legacy. And with that note, thank you again, Jenny Jones,
thank
for all
you.
That you do. Thank you, Hull Department and all the shipbuilders out there. We'll see you on the next one.